So please welcome Alicia Klein.
The year was 2000. The place was Muhlenberg College in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was a senior prank, though I was not yet a senior. This prank transcended class. Freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, all banded together towards a common goal. I was only a sophomore, but I was entrusted with a crucial role of lead groundsperson. I felt excited and a little nervous, much like on an opening night. We were all theater people, so we knew how to put on a good production. Four of us were standing in front of the Trexler Pavilion, not by the main entrance, but over on the side in front of this massive, curved wall made entirely of glass panels, waiting. I had a walkie-talkie. That's how important I was. It was time. We spread out along the bottom of the wall. I looked up at the roof. Four figures emerged, lobbed tennis balls over their heads. They arced through the air and landed in the shrubbery at our feet. Each of us picked up a tennis ball. They were tied to ropes, and we started pulling on the ropes. It was really easy at first, pulling up the slack, and then harder and harder and harder as the tension grew until there was no rope left to pull. Then it was time for our exit. Stage left, away from the main doors. I walkie-talkied inside that we were coming, and a student opened the locked emergency exit. We snuck in, went into an empty classroom, and took off our outer layer of clothes. We put the incriminating evidence in a backpack, and the said student put on the backpack and went out the front door of the building. We went out the back and got into a getaway car and sped off. The people on the roof, they had a different exit and a different getaway car. And throughout the building, there were other students scattered with walkie-talkies, opening locked doors, and on the lookout for administration and faculty, ready to create a disturbance if needed. In front of the building, on either side of the block, there were cars stalled out, blocking traffic, so no one could get by the front of the building until they'd gotten the all clear from us. Once we were around the back of campus, we got out of the car and scattered. I made my way towards the college green. Most of my friends were already there. They didn't know exactly what was going on, but they'd been told, be on the green at 4 o'clock. You don't want to miss this. So as I walked up, I joined my group of friends, and I looked across the street, and there it was. Glorious. A gigantic white sheet. Well, 40 sheets. 40 queen-size sheets sewn together, 4 high and 10 across, and spray painted in large block letters, Holy Sheet. It covered nearly the entire glass front of the building. It was magnificent. Staring at it, I felt a sense of pride, accomplishment, like I was really part of something important. The administration had it down within a couple hours, but we made the paper, well, the college paper. And we talked about it for years. We had left our mark. I mean, that's what they wanted, right? My friends, the seniors who had planned the whole thing, to leave their mark before they left, graduated, went out into the world. Or at least, maybe that's just how I'm looking at it now, 19 years later. See, Monday was my birthday, and I turned 40. And that's always a good time to, like, reflect on stuff, look back, and wonder, am I leaving enough of a mark? I graduated 2 years after that. We didn't do a senior prank. How could we top that? And I went out into the world. I flitted around for a while, moved from place to place, having adventures. I've never had what you would call a career, just a series of jobs, either for fun or convenience, that allowed me to do the things that I really wanted to do that didn't pay me. I liked it that way. I had a lot of good friends along the way, but I find it really hard to keep up a friendship after I've moved. I think so much of most friendships are wrapped up in place and common circumstance. So I have one friend from college that I still talk to. A couple other friends over the years, but not a lot. I'm not going to be mentioned in any history books. I'm not going to win any major awards. I will never be the famous movie star I once dreamt of being. This is not to say that I'm unhappy, because I am the happiest I've ever been, especially in the last 3 years since having my boys. I have a sense of purpose and gravity that I never had before. But as I said, I've been looking back and just thinking about stuff. And then on Sunday, my parents and my husband and my friends threw me a surprise party. And it was a surprise. I had no idea. And we're sitting around the dinner table, and my husband makes everyone go around the table and talk about who I am to them. And it was excruciating, like, listening to these people say all these amazing things about me and biting my tongue so as to not, like, contradict them and tell them how they're wrong. I was smiling so hard, my face hurt. And I was filled with so much love. And I wanted to say, no, you are the people in my life. I'm the one who feels lucky. Like, these are the people, especially in the last 3 years, that I have leaned on, called, please, can you come watch my children? I have a dentist appointment. Or please come hang out with us so that I'm not alone with these monsters. Time and time again, every time wondering, like, this time when I send that text message, are they going to write back? No, enough. Can't you ever, like, call me for coffee? Hire a babysitter. And they never do. And they're sitting around this table just telling me these amazing things, trying to say that they're the lucky ones, and telling me how I've shaped their lives or affected them, and I was blown away. Holy sheet. Thanks.